Chris Hoyt here with CXR. Happy 2019, podcast listeners. We're kicking off our first podcast of the year after wrapping up some successful and fun first meetings of the year out in Silicon Valley at the Intuit headquarters, where we did some new and interesting stuff with regards to how those meetings were conducted and actually who was even invited. We'll push a summary out soon with some videos, some podcast interviews, and of course, a quick headline or two on the new www.cxr.works website. Until then, I'm going to talk a little bit about two key recruiting metrics and a report that our members requested and that we've just released.
Looking to keep up with recruiting trends and headlines? You're in the right place. Welcome to Career Crossroads, the premier talent acquisition community with your host, Chris Hoyt and Jerry Crispin.
Talent acquisition leaders have a list of key benchmarks that they watch regularly and oftentimes are continually pushing their teams towards. We all know this, right? Of those metrics, two of the most common are, of course, time to fill, TTF, and cost per hire, CPH. And believe it or not, even the most popular of industry benchmarks vary wildly from company to company for both of these. So we ask our members to share some details around how they're calculating TTF and CPH within their own organizations. Now, interestingly enough, only 22% of the responding companies reported to having a standardized CPH formula. And of those, the calculations were as complicated as including various elements like uniforms, advertising, onboarding, and travel to simply dividing everything, and we do mean everything, by the number of hires made. Now, this, of course, means that the dollars reported will range anywhere from the hundreds to the hundreds of thousands based on the positions and the functions being accounted for. And while some of these formulas and calculations might be considerably more labor-intensive and complicated than others, what's important to note is that not a single one of them is actually incorrect. Now, CXR members can check out the recent research performed with regards to TTF and CPH out on the website. But what should be noted by both members and non-members alike is that a cost measurement alone does not make or break the successful track of a recruiting function within a company. Recruiting costs will differ wildly based on things like various positions recruited for, or the levels of the roles hired, the markets in which the companies work or hire, numerous factors related to the job or the economy. In addition, cost alone does not typically get weighted against the TTF, the time to fill, metric, or the ever elusive, wait for it, quality of hire, quality of hire measurement, or even recruiter, hiring manager, or candidate satisfaction scores. Look, time to fill is no different when we look at how companies measure the span of days it typically takes to fill a role. One company reports to beginning the clock the moment the job is abandoned, or that the department identifies the need, and they stop counting that time to fill measure. They stop counting the day the new hire starts. Now, this is all regardless of whether or not the talent acquisition function was even notified yet. Other organizations are actually breaking down their TTF calculations in subsets of time to find. Now, that's usually when the candidate is presented to a manager, right, for review. Time to offer, when an actual offer is made to the candidate. Time to accept, and that's when an offer is accepted by the candidate. And then, of course, time to start, and that's when that candidate begins their new job. Now, I will say doing the latter admittedly requires quite a bit more attention to how the candidates are moved through the process and does create some risk with regards to accurate tracking, right, within the ATS. But this could be argued as one of the better ways to identify where bottlenecks actually occur within the process. Yes, hiring manager, who takes 2 weeks to conduct an interview, we are absolutely talking about you. Now, in short, there is no golden ticket or magic calculation when trying to measure elements of the recruiting process. Most of us know that. But it is important to have a trusted source of colleagues and peers to where you can think objectively about what you may or may not want to track within your organization. Now, the important thing to consider is how these elements that you select get normalized within your company and how you'll focus on increasing or decreasing any numbers by looking at your own results, month over month and year over year. Now, at CXR, we would argue that cost, speed, and quality are solid benchmarks to consider long before volume and requisition load should even enter your mind. That's why we were excited when our members actually asked us for a quick report that focused on just that, cost and time. Now, there is, after all, a distinct difference between measuring recruiter productivity and tracking recruiter activity, and the former of which really matters with regards to moving a function forward and achieving higher levels of client or customer satisfaction, while the latter will always be elusive, subjective, and suspect by those that don't fully understand the recruiting or sourcing processes. Yes, hiring manager, we're still talking about you. Now, you can get the full details and all of the open comments left by our CXR members on this TTF and CPH report out on the site. And if you're a CXR member and you're interested in launching your own research, use the chat bot on the bottom right of the new website to let us know.
Thanks so much for listening to this episode of Career Crossroads. If you enjoyed today's episode, please leave a review and subscribe. And for more great content and to stay up to date, visit careerxroads.com, facebook.com, and twitter.com/careerxroads. We'll catch you next time.